What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
I put the work in and it's supposed to translate on the court like sometimes it doesn't. And you have to understand that. I keep on believing in myself. Keep on believing in God and knowing that He puts me in a position that I'm supposed to be, and He never make mistakes, and I just keep on coming every single year, and one day it's gonna be my turn.
Giannis, you've always kind of stated about wanting to win and win championships and winning a second championship and how important it is to you. Do you think that you can still win that second championship here in Milwaukee after a third straight first round exit?
Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I know how this is going to go. Whatever I say, I know how it's going to translate. I don't know, man. I wish I was still playing. I wish I was still competing and going back to Milwaukee. I don't know.
Giannis, after being eliminated, you would think that looking around that maybe he says, hey, there are some other places where I might be able to go.
Yeah, this is the thing in the NBA. The players have control in terms of being able in the offseason to say, you know, I want to go somewhere else. And then teams will work it out. And that's why the news today is from Giannis's perspective. All it had to be was he's open-minded to looking around. And that puts the entire league into a tizzy. That's all the news is, and that's all you need, because you know now the Bucks are open for business.
Yep, Jim Ozarski covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel. He is the South Suburbs champion, and he is now with us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jim, thank you for joining us. It is much appreciated. What did you make of the report this morning when you heard it?
Yeah, it's not fully fleshed out. First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence, King of Evergreen Park. Appreciate that. Look, Matt, I don't know if it means the Bucks are open for business, to be honest, though. There's some nuance here. It is interesting. The first time he's open-minded, it makes me wonder what ESPN's been talking about for 6 years. If this is the first time. Does it mean,
Jim, that Giannis wants teams to think the Bucks are open to business? Is it a Giannis power play to try to make the Bucks open for business?
No, I don't think it means open for business, honestly, Matt. His desire, of course, is to win a championship, right? But he knows, as you played a little bit in the cut, the first one, he knows it's not guaranteed. He's not owed anything. So what it is about being in position to. And what makes this a little different, and it is a little different, than the previous few years, despite my jokes, is the Bucks are not the number one team in the East. They are not the number two team in the East. They have regressed the last 2 years to a team that's sort of scraping and fighting to get into the playoffs as opposed to winning 58 games. That's the difference. And so I think what he is communicating and whatever, and I have a little more fleshed out version of this at the Journal Sentinel site, guys, is he just wants this team to sort of recapture that top team, that better chance. You have a better chance to contend if you are 1-3 seed as opposed to a 5 or 6. And so it's a little bit of pressure. He does this, has done this in some fashion the last 6 summers. It's just a little different in that the Bucks were continually pounding teams, whereas this year they did not beat New York at all. They did not beat Boston once. They did not beat the Knicks once. There's a clear gap now that the Bucks as an organization need to close this summer. But no, I don't. I think this is a let's get the Ducks in a row. Let's get the Bucks back to winning basketball, as opposed to I'm ready to be traded in the summer of 2025.
How difficult, though, will it be for the Bucks to get themselves back on track? I mean, Dame is gone for all of next year. Chris Middleton no longer there. Even Grayson Allen no longer there. Like, a lot of the pieces to the puzzle for Giannis when he did win a championship for a few years aren't there anymore. So what becomes the strategy of a Bucks team that is good enough to be a playoff team without the play-in, but they're missing a secondary player for Giannis to work off of going into next season?
It's a great question. John Horst, the GM, was quietly extended when they fell down 2-0 against the Pacers. He's the architect of their recent success and the championship team. So it is up to him, Lawrence. And without boring fans with aprons and taxes and things, basically, the Bucks have options available to them this summer that they have not in the past in terms of money available, sign and trade options, exceptions. They can acquire players in a way they haven't been able to in about 5 years. To your point, though, Dame is the second star. They traded Chris Middleton. Dame is out. I mean, you know, maybe he does a Kobe in his back in January or February, and that would be great. But right now, they don't have that. And so the avenue to acquiring that type of guy, Lawrence, you're right, is severely diminished. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's very diminished. And so what they're going to have to do is piece together a better team. And while it doesn't sound very sexy, this group won 48 games. And with Giannis as a first, second best player in the league, guys, a better team can answer these questions he's asking, which is win 52, 53 games, beat some of these other teams. But you're right, to get another star, that's a much harder proposition this summer.
So the thing is, Jim, like, I think they're in trouble, though, because Lillard is going to turn 35 and is owed $113 million.
That's a lot of money.
In the next 2 seasons. Like, I understand what you're saying, that Giannis has done the kind of subtle push for have them get better before, but because of the difficulties of this, I will push back and think that Giannis believes that the time is over for them to get good enough. And he's open-minded, and he would like to find a way to get out without ruining his reputation. That's sure what it seems like to me. You don't think that's the case still?
No, I don't think it's there yet, Matt, to be honest. And that's why I say there is a yet. I mean, he's under contract for 2 more years. Sure. And why is that important? Is because there's a next summer after this, Matt. And so you're not wrong in that the Bucks have a salary issue with Dame coming off an Achilles. Even if he's cleared and healthy next year at 36, is he the same kind of guy? I mean, history shows probably not. But this summer, this news, if you will, and why it's a little different is just that it's the Bucks have to work their roster in a way that they haven't in the past. Now, Giannis is a loyal guy, Matt. This isn't you didn't get a star, so I'm out. I've been around this guy since he was drafted here, and through now several of these recent extensions. If they do what he believes is necessary for them to win again, I'm just throwing out there, if they're a top three seed, whatever that looks like next year, the third seed only won 51 games this year, guys. Top three seed, they get to the second round, third, like he'll be okay. Like, he understands that the playoffs are sort of this wild animal. Look at Cleveland right now, guys. Look at OKC right now. It's not a foregone conclusion. So for him, it's just the Bucks have to stop regressing.
All right, look.
They have to win more.
I do care about the Bucks. How can we get him to the Bulls? Because that's why we called you, Jim. We're trying to get Giannis to the Bulls. Has he said anything nice about the Bulls lately that you know of? And how can we get him in that uniform? With the Pope help, how would we be able to snatch him away from Milwaukee?
I guess if you're into that kind of thing, maybe the Pope can help. But he's got a direct line with, you know, something.
Well, look, I don't know if you've reported on this in the Journal Sentinel, but he is restaurant partners with our buddy Lou Kanellis.
I continue to reach out to Lou Kanellis for comment because Avli has a Milwaukee outpost, but it's much more powerful in Chicago. Would a bigger stake in the restaurant, if we could offer it without Lou's approval, would that be enough to get Giannis here?
Look, Avli, I guess it has a great location in Milwaukee. It's got a great spot, good views. I don't know. You're right, though. I mean, there is a licensing connection there of some kind. I know Lou was involved with that. I get it. And I'm only pushing back in the sense of this is just what I know and what I can report, right? Like, we'll have to see what is said and done when they go through their meetings in late June, July, right? When we get to the draft. I understand the lottery's tonight. It's not something the Bucks are involved in. So to your guys' point, like, it's a different conversation they're having in Milwaukee than normal, because they've been worse. They've been a worse team. And so how does he, you know, I don't think, though, guys, there are any sort of packages or whatever that would necessarily blow the Bucks over.
Jim, I deeply respect the friendship you clearly have with my partner, Lawrence Holmes, but I think you're smoking copium, sir. I think you and all of Milwaukee are inhaling as much copium as you can get your hands on, because Giannis is
coming to the Bulls.
He's going somewhere. Maybe it's the Spurs.
Maybe it's the Lakers.
Maybe it's the Rockets. You know, like, and it'll be for a package of teams, but I think he's trying to do it in a graceful way. You know him better. You've been covering. I've just seen this movie so many times before. I think this is step one of trying to have a graceful exit from a graceful guy.
And that's all. And honestly, Matt, there is that potential. Look, he is not built in a way of other stars in that where like, let's think LeBron or Kevin Durant, the guys who have maybe been more vocal about their desires to move and whatnot.
Yeah.
Again, we have to be clear to the listeners, like, Giannis has not requested a trade. That has not happened. What is my reporting at jsonline.com, and I'm guessing this is what Shams has as well, is that he just needs to see something different from the Bucks. What we don't know is what that is. And so look, it's essentially a 1 year deal left, because then it's at next summer, guys, he has 1 year left. Right. And it's his walk year. So this is all part of that process. But you're right, Matt, like, he is not the type of star who is willing to sort of torch things behind him or be viewed in a certain way. So none of my reporting leads me to believe he's on his way to a formal trade request, I can't say is what next summer will look like. I just think this summer, guys, it's about the Bucks, and then what do they do to get him in a different place next season?
I've been trying to figure out
in Milwaukee.
I've been trying to figure out how culpable Giannis is in things going sideways for the Bucks. Like, how much was his input on the coaching choices that have been made over the last two cycles for the Bucks? And there's a part of me that feels like he's starting. I do think that Giannis has a wonderful story, but I also think that he might be a secret bad guy. And I don't know him. You know him really well. I just feel like there's been enough incidents where I go, does he smile big for the camera and yet behind the scenes is kind of doing his thing?
Look, I mean, again, he's maybe not as out there as other stars as I've mentioned, but I mean, of course, guys, he's a two-time MVP, one of the best players in the world. Has his views been known to ownership and general manager John Horst about coaches that have been hired or fired or stars that have been acquired or not? Like, I don't think he's a direct button pusher. I do believe, guys, that there has been a level of, you know, there's been some sort of something between all the parties. But yeah, I mean, Lawrence, look, it's guys of that stature in a sport like basketball have to know what's happening. Is he tacitly signing off? That I'm not so sure, but I'm definitely not about to say he doesn't know. And so, yeah, like, look, they've fired Mike Budenholzer after winning 58 games, you know, 2 years after a championship. Adrian Griffin was fired 18 games over 500, and Doc Rivers was hired to get them over the top, and they have underachieved since then. And so, you know, I look, Giannis doesn't pay those guys, so ultimately ownership and the general manager have to truly wear that and or change that if that's what needs to happen going forward. I don't know. Maybe that's what's part of this. But you're right, Lauren. Look, he is a star, and stars make moves, or at least they see the whole board and understand, you know, what is being done around them.
Yeah. And he's always, I mean, it's been a lovely thing for Milwaukee to have a superstar.
Yep.
And to have one that they found in the middle of the first round.
And a guy that seems like he fits there, too.
All of it. So that's why I understand why the copium is being smoked in the copious amounts. I totally get it. That said, can we offer you, let's see, are you interested in Vooch? You can have Dalen Terry and Julian Phillips. That's right. And you know what? You want Talen Horton-Tucker, you drive a hard bargain, buddy. But yeah, you can have him. And Patrick Williams as well. You can have all those guys. We got
THT.
A deal?
I mean, Matt, but honestly, though, we're in jest. But I think that's part of this, too, that it gets a lot. And this is hard to do on talk radio and even on some of the talking segments on television. The current landscape of the NBA guys makes something like the concept of this very difficult. Right. Like there's
matching the money.
Of course.
Yeah. There's so it's nice. It's interesting. I love being on. I'm so glad to see you guys, man. It's great to talk to you. But like it, the mechanics of it are really, really difficult. So even if, to your point, Matt, if you are right and I'm on in a year and it's a formal trade request, it might take that long to even get to any place where any of this makes sense for both player, for the team, multiple teams, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because I don't know. Would the Bucks be willing to go backwards and tank for a while? I don't know if they'd be willing to do that now that they've built themselves a thing.
I could tell you that, guys. Look, their ownership, there's a new hotel going up next to the building. They just built a hotel 3 years ago. There's a new music venue going up against at Fiserv Forum. And I say that because, yes, Milwaukee is a middle market. He's big business. The Bucks have traded all of their future draft assets through 2030 away. They cannot tank. Even if you were to say, wow, Jim, the Bucks are going to get 9 first rounders. Well, they're not their first rounders. They're tied to now the new team that Giannis is on or other good team, right? So the Bucks have spent $220 million in luxury tax. I know Bulls fans aren't familiar with that. But the Bucks have operated as like a big market team. So yeah, that's another part of this, guys.
We really are.
It's a side effect of copium.
To try to the winning team.
We deserve that.
We did. Jim, as always, we appreciate you. Are you going to be in town for the workouts next week?
Yeah, the Bucks own the 47th pick in the draft, guys. Very sexy. So yeah, I'm going to come down. There's a Marquette guy. There's some local guys. You know, you got to catch up. It's a scene.
Be well, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, this news floating, I think, to make people talk about it, and we are, and on the day of the lottery.
Yeah, because, that's why I thought the timing of it was...
Oh, dude, because depending on who wins, hey, make us an offer. Make them an offer with Cooper Flagg. Instead of waiting for Cooper Flagg to come around, you could have Giannis. So... You know what I mean? Like, you can let yourself dream on that. And if you're the Bucks, you could have. I mean, you don't have to tank if it's Cooper Flagg. You can keep selling all your tickets if you got that guy.
Speaks.
Yo.
Remember how we were talking to Dan Wiederer and we were asking him about the schedule, how the schedule kind of keeps leaking and dripping, and that there's no place for Danny Parkins anymore?
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears have just announced that they will play the Packers in Week 16 on Fox. And tickets are on sale now at Soldier Field. 12:20. So Christmas week, Bears, Packers, right there for you.
Dribs and drabs.
What are we waiting for? Just put the whole damn thing out.
We're waiting for Wednesday night in a television special.
Been waiting all day for Wednesday night. On the Bears website.
That's all they gave us?
Hang on. There's them signing Jeremiah Walker. That's also news. And the Bears will reveal the 2025 schedule and suite sales of May 14th. But they have told you that if you want those Packers tickets for Week 16, you need to get them now. They are available at ChicagoBears.com.
Got it.
And strangely enough, the game is going to be on Fox. Don't we know someone over at Fox that could have told us this?
This is just a good public service because, as we know, NFL tickets, Bears, Packers in particular, it takes a long time for those to sell out. So I'm glad
they
did that.
They got to get those out there early.
Oh, no way. Bears, Packers? I can't believe they're playing. That's exciting. It's ridiculous.
They play twice a year.
I hate being manipulated by the NFL just because they know they can manipulate me. You know what I mean?
They can and they have. And
they keep
will.
Doing it. They just keep on doing it.
It's one thing for like Danny to be like, oh, I got Bears and Packers. I got some news on when you can watch.
I can confirm Bears have played the Packers twice. Once home, once away.
Once at their place, once here in Chicago at Soldier Field.
Obviously.
But for the Bears themselves to be like, hey, you know how we're playing the Packers? We have a date for that now.
Yeah, see, now guys like Sean and Charlotte can start piecing it together. Hold on, that's a Saturday doubleheader. That means we're going to get either Philly or Washington on Christmas as we do the math of giving somebody the long week. So people can start putting that together. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're taking up airtime. It's baseball season.
Are you trying to do solid for the Packers fans, making the trip down, doing a solid for the hotels in your neighborhood? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, now you can go ahead and book your hotel rooms, can't you? Now you can go ahead, and it's a Saturday, which means you better get here on a Friday, better get two nights in. I'm at those weekend rates. It's an excellent point,
Look
Kenny.
At those low rates. The Pope's got something for you. Speaking of Bears, we're going to talk about the Bears a lot.
I thought it was baseball season.
It's not.
It is. Ron Coomer at 5 o'clock.
That's the only thing that makes it baseball season. We are going to talk about Bears rookie minicamp speaks.
Coaches had things to say that's instructive.
Yeah, and I think everyone has found their favorite coach for this time of the year. I don't know if that same coach will be their favorite coach once we get into season.
You just don't like tough guys.
I will say that I...
You like real tough guys.
I do like real tough guys. And he was a tough... I mean, it's unfair to say he's not a tough
and
guy.
And it's unfair for me to say you don't like tough guys. I'm just, you know, it's an interesting one for us to exist with. That's
yeah,
for sure.
But there was one coach this weekend that kind of caught my eye and my ear, and I was like, oh, look at you. So we'll get into a bunch of stuff next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I'm grateful for your strength, sacrifices, and wisdom. And to all those who have a difficult time on Mother's Day, our thoughts and prayers are with you as well. So happy Mother's Day. And with that, we'll open it up to questions.
Man, that's beautiful from Richard Hightower.
Absolutely. I'm glad that he mentioned that, because whether it's people who lost their mom, people who are estranged with their mom, moms that have lost children, it is hard for some people to go through Mother's Day and the celebration that is out there. So I appreciate Richard Hightower being aware of that and sharing that publicly.
Absolutely. And I will say Tanny's music bed of choice made it feel like Richard Hightower was testifying. Like over a Barry White track.
Yeah, it feels like he was just kind of laid back. And he's like, let me tell you something. Let me talk about Mother's Day. On some game.
That's right.
We need the Mr. T song, though. Mother. You never heard it?
Mr. T testifying?
No, Mr. T did a song where he's talking about the importance of being good to your mother. Mm. Mother, there is no other.
No, I am not hip to the Mr. T song.
All right. That's awesome. I'm certain that Tanny will find it.
Well, one can only hope. I don't know where. Perhaps the internet. It's possible.
I think it's like treat her right or something like that. So treat her right.
Man. It made me want to hear Richard Hightower do some Barry White, you know, or some, I mean, like he's got options. But anyway, Richard Hightower is a fine special teams coach who bridges the gap between last year's coaching staff and this year's.
Him making it to this coaching staff is significant, because you would have thought that there would have been choices. But when you think about the role of the special teams coordinator, I think there's value in holding over because of the detail that he can give you on the entire roster.
And you're also getting from him, I totally agree with that, and you're also getting from him the opportunity, when he talks about the new staff, he talks about it with the learned perspective of having been part of last year's staff. Here's HT from yesterday.
Yeah, just more of the same. We got a little bit of it in phase two, but just seeing him from phase two to obviously the mini camp we had with the veterans as well. I mean, what really impressed me is I saw more of the same, but I saw like really good teachers. Like we got really good teachers here. And we got people that hold people really accountable. Like Ben, he don't mess around. Like he got a switch and it is phenomenal. And we all follow his lead. So I've been thoroughly impressed with the coaching staff. I think Ben did an excellent job putting it together.
Tell me, what does it look like when he throws the switch?
You're out there. I think you saw it before. Yeah, he's just coaching. I think we all are like that, you know, in our element, probably no different than you all when you start writing or doing what you're doing. Like you get locked in, you get laser focused. And, you know, the only mission that matters is that you get what you're trying to get done complete. And you want the process to be thorough. And that's what I see. So when I see him flip the switch, I love it. Like, guys, it's what you want.
Shorty, what you need. Yeah, he's not the only person that has been talking about that switch.
Ben's got a switch. I see it flip. We all got it.
Well, I'm just glad that we were hip to the game by Lomas. You know what I mean? That Lomas like, just you wait. It's going to be some stuff that goes on up
there. For sure. And going back to the courtship. Early on and the process as it played out, as we would dig in, people would say, now this is not some brainiac OC who's just like, you know, he's meek and mild. Like he will snap at you on the sidelines. We heard little things about that. But Lomas gave us the full lowdown of what it's going to be when you get a chance to see it all.
Yeah, and what I think that people tend to forget, because it wasn't like he was a quarterback of note at North Carolina, but he was a quarterback. And those guys have to, even I don't care where you are on the depth chart, if your numbers call and you have to go into the huddle, you have to be in charge of the huddle.
Yeah, you better lead. You better be firm and get people to listen to you and respond to you.
So
hey, this is what we're doing. Let's go.
Yeah, everyone pay attention. Let's get going. Like there is a personality type for the most part for that position.
But Matt Nagy was a quarterback, but it was in the Arena League for the most part and in Delaware, right? Yeah. But Nagy was the Arena League is like, guys, come on. I mean, work with me here. Like, we got to – guys,
don't
please.
Don't be besmirching the Arena League. Our guy Big Ant Heron will
come
appear.
After me. No, that's true.
He will appear.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me some nice video of young Bishop having his first game.
Oh, good first football game?
Baseball game.
Oh,
smart
wow.
Man. Keep him out of football.
Did he force him to throw left-handed?
No.
From the crib?
All I know
is that he
sent me a text and he was like, Bishop's first at bat, Bishop's first hit. And I said, tell Bishop to retire a legend. Lifetime batting average 1,000. That's what I'm doing.
That's why Tim Elko should quit today.
Well, I mean, he went over 3 the first game,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, so he's all right. So he got,
but he got a home run,
and he's now been nicknamed Timber by David Haw,
which is shortest.
It's short. Wasn't Bilbert. It? Bilbert.
Mother,
yeah.
There's no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother, so treat her right. Treat her right.
That's horrendous.
Horrendously awesome.
I disagree. That is awful.
I think it's great. And the Twitch mob is with me on that.
Well, you know, you could have them. Today you could have them. Twitch mob, wow. That's right. I'm letting Lawrence have you today.
He's just trying to make a song for his mom. Jeez.
And for all the moms.
Okay.
That's
you
right.
Know why you can? Oh, don't get a sucker no statue. Give him guts. I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot. Now give me mine.
Why should you get the hell out of here?
Shut up, old man. I ain't going nowhere. And why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
You know, you got a big mouth, you know?
Why don't you come out and close your mouth, boy? Come on. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man.
Man.
I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you?
Man, don't mess with Rocky's woman like that. Don't do that, Clubber. That ain't right.
I mean, Adrian was looking good.
There's no other. All right, it's growing on me.
See? It just took a second listen.
It just took a second listen. I just had to settle in.
So treat her right.
I had to lose my bias. I had some anti-Mr. T bias. And then the Clubber Lang knocked it out of me. Good job. You guys did it. Brought it all together.
He also sounds like Eric Bieniemy dealing with running backs.
Does he?
Well, you be the judge.
I don't think this video was supposed to be shot. Like, you're not supposed to shoot and send videos from Bears practice, are you?
I don't know what the rules are anymore. No. Maybe I'll spend some time in Hallis Hall this spring and summer and find out for sure.
Please.
But we know that when Eric Bieniemy was with the Vikings as a running back coach, he got on all day.
Yeah, he got on Adrian Peterson. Yeah,
he got on Adrian Peterson. So if he's getting on perhaps the greatest running back of his era and one of the greatest of all time, what do you think he's going to do to Kyle Manungai? This.
Nice. Get up for him. Get up for him. Put your eyes up. The Bears ain't got shit to do with you. Pick your fucking eyes up. Hit. Get up for him.
Why you touching the cones?
Cones are not moving. Don't touch the cone.
I just flashed Norm Van Leer. Telling you, like, if you come down the lane against the Bulls, against him and Jerry Sloan, I will put a foot in your ass.
He's got a point about the cones. You should be able to navigate the cones because
players are better than the cones. Players move around.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he's got a valid point there. I support that type of, like, what are you doing? The whole point is to avoid the cones, and the cones are not moving.
Yeah, for sure.
You spent the whole winter running around cones, getting ready for the combine, but you come out here, and you hit the cones that are not supposed to move.
So he's yelling at Kyle Manungai. How did Kyle take it?
Like this.
He's a legend, number one, to begin with, just knowing his history, the people he's coached, the teams he's been a part of, and he's really insightful. Great coach, you know, gets me ready for practice every day, and I'm excited for the future of what he's going to be able to teach me and being able to work with him.
There you go. There you go, kid. I mean, seriously, soak it up. Eric Bieniemy has been around some great, great running backs.
And he was a great running back.
He really was. He really was. At Colorado. And the Chris Berman nickname, Eric Bieniemy Mine.
Or Eric sleeping with
Bieniemy. Sleeping with Bieniemy.
Oh, by the way, Chris Berman just signed a new deal that's going to keep him. He's going to make his 50th year at ESPN. Maybe they'll be good by then.
I don't know. Not if Tom's in charge, probably.
No, probably.
Lion conflicted.
Use it as motivation.
Use it as motivation. Tom. How I like totally didn't draft you six times.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to. Six times.
And passed all and, six times.
And we have need at the quarterback position.
And we're still not going to do it.
And I passed on you six times.
Lawrence Holmes, it's time we it's time we effectively branded one of the great rivalries of the current sports landscape. It is fierce. It will have a chance to play out. You've been looking forward to the moment. What, July 4th weekend when the rivalry really gets a chance to play out?
No BS. I actually am thinking about going. I'm gonna give this place one more chance.
Oh, you should. You should. But in the meantime, we're gonna help, you know, put some context on this as the Colorado Rockies are chasing disgrace. We'll explain next on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
And that's the ball game. File this one at the top of the pile of forgettable performances. The Rockies suffered their worst shutout loss ever. 21-0 the final. The Padres tie a team record with 24 hits. And Steven Kolek goes the distance. Enough said. UC Health postgame show is next.
The chase for disgrace is on. The Colorado Rockies are 7-33.
Beck still slaps too.
Big time. Through 40 games, 7-33. They are 5 games ahead of the 2024 White Sox pace.
Chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
In the chase for disgrace. The White Sox through 40 games last year, Lawrence, were 12-28. And now Bud Black has been fired. Pedro Grifol wasn't fired until August 8th. At this point last year, there were 3 months left of Pedro Grifol.
And didn't Bud Black actually go to the playoffs and stuff?
Yeah, Bud Black is a fine manager historically, but let
He's
go.
He's got a terrible roster.
As I look at the Colorado Rockies and wonder if they can track down the 2024 White Sox for 122 losses.
What a disgrace.
I ask you this.
It's a disgrace.
What a disgrace.
What do you suppose is the average margin of loss for the Colorado Rockies?
It took a big hit this weekend because they just kept giving up runs to the Padres. Mm-hmm. So the average margin of loss, I'm going to say, is 6.5 runs.
Well, overall, through all the games, even if you count the wins, maybe I said it wrong. Their margin of scoring for every game. So their run differential.
Rockies' run differential?
Yeah, run differential.
I'm going to guess they're a minus 100, which at this point of the season would be ridiculous.
They're a minus 128.
Oh, my God.
They have been outscored by 3.2 runs per game. The Rockies.
The chase for disgrace.
Yeah.
You guys got Russ to do that?
Oh, yeah, baby. The chase for disgrace is on.
The chase for disgrace.
Hell yeah.
The bucket.
This is a bit we stole directly from Steve-O and the bucket. But the White Sox, a minus 306 last year, they were outscored by an average of 1.9 runs per game. That's how much worse the Rockies are.
So, wait. We're eliminating the 2025 White Sox from this conversation?
They have an opportunity to get back in. But right now, it's between the Rockies and the White Sox. It's day one of the chase for disgrace. We're building slowly here. How about this? The White Sox last year, 30th in offense. That's dead last. They were 19th in pitching. That's actually pretty good.
The bucket.
For the worst team ever. The Colorado Rockies, They are 29th in offense and 30th in pitching right now. The Rockies are dead last in pitching and second to last in offense. And the big series, as you know, looms July 4th weekend. The White Sox of 2025 against the Rockies.
So should I give Denver one more chance? Should I go watch the White Sox and the Rockies 4th of July weekend? Because look.
But then you'd have to be in that airport and deal with the occult.
Although I could fly into Colorado Springs and drive up. And I'm told Colorado Springs is a lot more of an enjoyable of a thing.
Hey, then you'd probably have a lovely drive at that point through scenic Colorado. You could do that, but you don't have to wait that long. The Cubs host Colorado for three games beginning the 26th of May.
No, I don't want to go see the Rockies. Mm. Like, I don't want to see them play, but I do want to. I love their ballpark.
Like, I understand.
I don't want to.
But who are you rooting for? This is the thing. Like, Tanny, who are you rooting for when the Cubs host Colorado on the 26th of May? Because you don't want. Do you want the Rockies to catch the White Sox in the chase for disgrace?
you mean
the chase for disgrace.
Oh, I'll be a Cub fan and a Bud man that series, man, because I do not. This is part of the reason why I never went to a game all of last year. I hate the fact that the White Sox have this record. I do think it's so White Sox, though, to only have it for 1 year. Like, you can't even lean into the misery for too long. It's just like, well, you had your year of being notable for something, and now it's over.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like, when it's Cubs-Rockies in late May, Jerry Reinsdorf's favorite teams, famously, are one, the White Sox, and two,
whoever's playing the Cubs.
But maybe this time it's whoever's playing the 2025 Rockies. Because he wants them to eclipse the White Sox. So maybe, is Jerry going to be rooting for the Cubs starting May 26th? It's possible.
So wait, what was the White Sox record last year through 40 games?
They were 12-28.
So they're 12-29 now.
Oh, yeah. So they're behind their own pace.
So that's what I was trying. Like, you guys are like fighting me on this. And I was like, no, they're still really bad.
Maybe it's because the Rockies are really terrible. Like,
Alex,
clearly a
right.
worse team than the White Sox last year.
But also, Lawrence, statistically, it's day one of the bit. There's only so much that we can do here.
Yeah. And maybe the 2024 White Sox would boat race the 2025 Rockies, okay? It's not even close. They're a much better team.
They're 7-33, y'all. The Rockies, good God, are they terrible.
Yeah, man. Just horrendous.
Oh.
Outscored by more than three runs every single game.
And look, I get it. They're in maybe the best division in baseball, but I don't think that's why they're 7-33. That roster is bad.
Yeah. I hope Chris Bryant is enjoying that money.
He is. But I feel bad for him, too, because now it looks like it's a serious, like, I'm not going to play baseball anymore got.
I'm not.
But the quote that Dave Roberts gave to Nightingale. About Bud Black, yeah. Quote, I don't think Casey Stengel could change the outcome of that ball club. That's not the manager's fault. Yeah,
I would agree.
I think he's correct
I think he's definitely on. All right, so the chase.
For disgrace.
The 2024 White Sox, the 2025 Rockies,
That's
and
right.
maybe the 2025 White Sox.
We'll take that under advisement. It's an excellent suggestion. The second time we try the bit, we will think about putting them in there. Thank you so much.
Why don't we talk about a team that's above 500 and is going to play tonight on the Score airwaves? In fact, you're going to hear from Ron Coomer before the pregame starts. That's next here on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.